Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
The late, great Otis Redding, ladies and gentlemen.
Watching
the bringing us back, 7 till. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Chuck Cadlick is our guest. He's the author of Dow 100,000, Fact or Fiction, and you can find his writings at Forbes.com. I encourage you to check that out. K-A-D-L-E-C is how you spell his last name. Chuck advocates the gold standard, folks. He thinks that the United States dollar should be based on the gold standard. Chuck, I heard Warren Buffett say that if you had all the gold in the world that's ever been mined, and as you say, we still have all of it. He said it would be 63 feet. It would be a 63-foot cube. That all the gold in the world put together would be 63. I think I heard him say that 63-foot cube.
Yeah.
Which didn't seem very big to me, but still, it's pretty finite. They're not mining a lot of new gold. It seems to me if you make your currency based on something that finite, something that relatively small, that also limits the growth potential for your economy. Am I thinking the right way there?
Yeah. Well, look, that is.
I mean, is that logical? Is that a logical thing, way to think about it?
It is logical, but dangerous.
Okay.
Because during gold standard periods are periods that have always been golden eras throughout history. When Sir Isaac Newton put written unilaterally on the gold standard in the early 1700s, it began the era we now call Pax Britannica. It kicked off the Industrial Revolution. If you think about it, the 50s and 60s were periods of high growth, high prosperity. When we came almost back to a gold standard, informally the Fed was targeting gold in part the 80s, and we had a strong dollar policy in the 90s where mm-hmm. the value of gold very steady, were periods of well above average growth. And of course, the 70s and now the last decade where we've had a weak dollar relative to gold have been periods of below average growth. What happens is that the same technology that allows us to keep finding oil and copper and other things to allow the industrial economy to keep growing are used to find and discover and refine gold. And the fact is that the amount of gold in the world grows at about 2% a year, which is the long-run growth of per capita GDP, not total GDP,
right,
but
right.
the number of people
mm-hmm.
and their increased productivity. Because when we increase our productivity, it also increases our ability to get gold out of the ground.
But let me ask you.
That's been going on for, well, this is important. That's been going on for like 300 years. It could change, but I'm taking the 300-year bet on my side.
Right.
And I would say that the amount of gold in the world will not keep us from growing our economy. In fact, just the opposite. By stabilizing the dollar's value, we'll be able to grow faster.
Well, Chuck, everybody talks about strong dollar, and Bob McTeer says, yes, give me a strong dollar, but not quite yet. You know, I mean, American businesses need to compete globally now, and if we flipped a switch and went on the gold standard and our dollar strengthened too much, wouldn't that make us uncompetitive around the world? Isn't the 21st century global economy, isn't that making the gold standard a little less of a viable compared to your 40s and 50s period?
The gold standard is the only thing that makes the global economy viable, and it's the only thing that allows the U.S. to compete. So first of all, yes, we should have a multilateral agreement. It doesn't serve us well to have currency.
If
values.
America just went on the gold standard unilaterally
yeah.
overnight, we would be we would put ourselves in an uncompetitive situation, right?
I don't believe that. In fact, I think the whole world would follow us immediately because our currency would become the currency of choice. And remember, the dollar, you don't restrict the number of dollars. The Fed would produce all the dollars that people want
yeah.
at that price of gold. Two is, we've devalued against the German mark / euro and the Japanese yen by more than 70%. More than 70% since Nixon took us off gold.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see us being more competitive. And you know what? The unemployment rate in Switzerland is 3%.
Yeah.
And their currency has held its value relative to gold more than any other currency.
Do we have enough gold? Do we have enough gold to back our currency? Does America have enough
gold? Another great question. So, yes, the answer is yes. Here's why. The federal government now owns enough gold to back up about 20% of the actual currency and circulation, plus all the other liabilities of the Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
So just to be clear, when you're a gold standard, you can't present treasury bills to the U.S. government for gold. You have to present deposits at the Fed for currency to get gold. So that's about $3 trillion
I've got to wrap it up, Chuck. I'm sorry I'm out of time, but bottom line, you think going on the gold standard would be good for the economy and therefore good for small business?
And good for American families.
Yeah.
And good for our prosperity.
Well, we'll see if this comes up in any of the presidential election debates. Hey, Chuck, thanks for being here. Good job today. Charles W. Cadillac, ladies and gentlemen, he's our good friend. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.